A new national study, pegged in part on the Cleveland police shooting of 12-year-old Tamir Rice, finds that people perceive young black men as larger and more threatening than similarly sized white men. The study, published by the American Psychological Association, asked nearly 1,000 participants to compare color photographs of young white and black men of equal height and weight. John Paul Wilson, a professor at Montclair State University in New Jersey, says consistently participants believe the black men were stronger, more muscular, and more menacing.
People tended to see these black young men as being taller, heavier, stronger, more capable of harm, and thus kind of more deserving of physical force and a hypothetical physical altercation.
Did the race of the individual who was looking at those pictures, did that have any bearing on the outcome?
That's a great question. So in most of our studies, our participants were non-black. Most of them were white, but we also had other people of various ethnic backgrounds, and we didn't really find differences among those participants. We did also conduct one study, though, where we specifically recruited an even sample of white and black participants. And what we found here is that black participants in the study did perceive the black men to be larger, but their size bias was substantially smaller than the size bias shown by white participants. And another kind of key finding from that study was that even though these black participants did show some size misperceptions, those misperceptions did not lead to the perception that black men were also more threatening.
So now there have been two studies, yours and the earlier research that was done on perceiving black males as being older than they are. What's the next step? What's the next thing that needs to be measured?
So the next step may be recruiting police to take part in these studies to see whether they actually show the same biases or not. There's some previous research looking at a shooter bias that actually found that police don't tend to show a shooter bias, but they don't tend to associate black men with the threat of weapons quite as strongly as civilians do.
Given the speed with which police must make decisions on whether someone's a threat, Montclair State Professor John Paul Wilson says studying police perceptions of size more closely is crucial. I'm ML Schulze, 89.7 WKSU.